Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's get to your money right now. Financial headlines today. Investors feel good about the stock market again. Let's go behind the headlines with Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvester. Good morning, Paul. Is this all about how well tech is doing?
Some of it is, too. And when you look at the market as a whole, we're seeing more parts of the market rally. Small stocks have done well over the last 3-4 weeks. Value has done well. So it's not only tech that has done well. It is much more the broader market. Even international has done well. So, of course, when the markets go up, investors feel pretty good about investing.
So if the tech company's fortunes change, then what happens? Because some are saying the downstream impact could be severe. You think so?
It's possible. You know, it really kind of depends on how this build out of AI and all these data centers and the energy to run the data centers goes. You're not going to be able to put up a nuclear plant to run the data center next week. It's going to take years to do some of this stuff. So how it gets built out, how quickly they're able to do it, and how much money gets spent doing it, and then the return on that capital. So those are the kind of the push and pulls that keep going back and forth with tech companies. It's similar to maybe sitting on the porch with a flower going, they love me, they love me not, they love me, and they would go back and forth with that.
It seems pretty certain that we're going to get a Fed rate cut this week, right?
Oh, absolutely. The Fed has been very good over the last 40 years, 50 years, of telegraphing to the market exactly what they plan on doing, so there's no surprises. The Fed it believes that, and no surprises for the financial markets is a good thing. We're not sure, though, that the Fed cutting rates is actually going to be beneficial to the overall economy at this point, because when you take a look at jobs, when you take a look at credit card debt, the interest rate on those credit cards, the impact of a Fed rate cut really doesn't hit that part of the market. And interest rates actually have been rising over the last 3-4 weeks. We've gone from under 4% on the 10-year bond to about 4.16 on the 10-year bond. And that directly impacts mortgage rates. So we've seen the tick up in mortgage rates as well. That'll have an impact on housing down the road.
Yeah, you wrote in your newsletter, while the Fed may be cutting rates, other forces in the market could keep interest rates uncomfortably high in the years ahead. What other forces?
The debt, we take a look at the amount of debt that we as a country owe and the interest on that debt. A lot of that interest is still at 1%, 2%, with interest rates now at 4%. As the government rolls that debt over, their interest payments are going up. Right now, it's about 14% of the U.S. budget or expenses are tied to interest payments, and that's actually more than what we spend on the military each year. And that number is going to be going up because we're borrowing more money, and we're also borrowing at higher interest rates as rates stay high. So that is a concern that we see going down the road.
Is the feeling now that the jobs market is it's relatively healthy?
Yeah, I don't know if stagnant is healthy. That's kind of what we're seeing is we're not seeing any big pickup in the amount of new jobs. We're not seeing a big pickup in the amount of layoffs either. So when you look at the weekly jobless claims numbers and some of the other data points that we get, jobs are pretty stable. So we're not seeing big shifts. So is that healthy? Maybe not at this point, but certainly it's not deteriorating, and that's a bigger concern. So I will take a stable jobs market over a deteriorating one any day.
And what do you make of the inflation numbers right now?
We don't have a lot to go on. We're not going to get some of the inflation data until actually next week. And even that is a couple months old. We're not going to get caught up until the beginning of the year. So when we take a look at maybe the consumer buying things at CVS, buying things at Walmart. Those are some of the things that we're taking a look at as far as trying to get a gauge on inflation. Commodity prices have picked up in recent weeks. That is at least a short-term concern. So we're seeing inflation still kind of sticky at that 2.8 to 3% level, and that can be a problem longer term.
If you believe the surveys, a lot of consumers pretty frustrated right now, aren't they?
They are. They're frustrated in the fact that prices really haven't come down. The rate of inflation has come down, but that doesn't mean prices have come down. And so that big pop in prices that we saw after COVID really hasn't unwound very much in the last couple of years, and wages are not necessarily keeping up with that. They have been over the last 6 months or so, but when you look at things from just prior to COVID to today, wages are behind the price increases, and that puts pressure on the consumer.
So it'll be a data dump in Paul Nolte's Christmas stocking, won't it?
Yes, and hopefully no coal.
Yeah. Murphy and Sylvester, Paul Nolte, thank you, sir. Talk to you again next week.
Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome.